Welcome to Intersection Live, the tax and accounting profession's premier podcast source, provided by the CPA Technology Advisor at the intersection of technology and public accounting. The Intersection Live podcast series is brought to you by ADP Small Business Services, supporting the accountant community.
Hi, Greg LaFollette, Intersection Live, the podcast series from the CPA Technology Advisor. Today we're doing Practice Management Review podcast, and I am visiting with Linda Ward, and Linda is the product manager for Caseware International's practice management product called, very simply, Time. And time is a very well-kept secret, don't you think, Linda?
Yes, I would agree with that.
Right. Lots of people around, lots of firms using that. I love the name. It's in its simplicity is kind of interesting. So let's kind of start. Tell me a little bit about Linda Ward and how did you get to where you're at and what's your background?
Well, I've been with Caseware since the beginning, for 20 years. I started out as a developer for the Working Papers product, and then I was moved over to the Time product and then became the product manager of it.
Okay. And in Caseware land, the product manager does what? Kind of tell me what that means.
The product manager is in charge of getting the product out the door, designing the product, getting in from the clients and our distributors, getting in the information they need to get the product out the door. So from the start to finish, the product manager is in charge of that product. We're in charge of marketing for that product. Everything that involves the product, we're in charge of.
Okay, so you're kind of the mother.
Yes.
Of this product. You have a marketing department, you have a sales department, you have a development department, but you go over there and pound on that development desk and say, time is the most important product. Work on my product right now, right?
Yes, that's exactly right.
Right. How does that work for you?
Pretty good.
Okay.
It helps when you've been here 20 years.
Right, right. You can pound pretty hard on that.
That's right.
Right.
But we have a good environment in that way, that we have, as you say, all those departments, and we all work well together here, and I don't have any problems getting my things done for me, so that's good.
Great. Well, you're the only product manager in the history of the world that doesn't have any problems.
No, I'm sure I have
a whole
problem.
Bunch of them that work for me, and they all had problems. Yeah. So let's help. We're all accountants in this world, Linda, and accountants are interested in numbers. So help me a little bit with the metrics. When I teased you a little bit at the beginning that said you are a well-kept secret, you're certainly not a secret, but you're a product that's been around for a long time. How many firms, how many users? Give me a sense of sizing on your product.
Yes, we've been around for, as you say, a long time, around 15 years. So we've gone through the whole process, the DOS, the Windows, and now the web. We sell our product worldwide in North America, South Africa, Australia, UK. So I would say worldwide we have around 25,000 users.
And user is what?
A user is a person actually using the machine.
Okay, right. So you could have five firms of 5,000 each.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Right.
We could.
You don't.
No, we don't.
but you could. Okay. It's a,
yes.
That's an individual. Okay. So that's a pretty interesting footprint. So how about we're here in the U.S. and you know what they say about Americans about U.S. Citizens. We think the world ends at somewhere just north of Detroit there. How many here in the U.S.?
Well, we have in North America, we have about 550 offices and
okay.
6,000 users.
Okay.
I don't really have the stats just on the U.S., but
okay.
That's in North America. We do it because we do support and marketing and everything for North America, so I don't really just have the U.S.,
gotcha.
But it's about 6,000 users in North America.
Okay. So those, our accountants are busier time kind of ends, the middle of April, and a whole bunch of firms go out right after that and say, we're gonna correct all of the problems that we had during busy season. We're gonna solve our practice management problems. We're gonna go out and implement this product, whatever the product is that we've been looking at, and they call you up or they call their sales department and say, get this thing over here, get it installed, get us up and running. So I suppose this is your very busy time for getting installations and implementations going. Is that kind of right?
Well, actually, Timely is a very easy product to install and implement, so we don't really actually go through that process. We have a lot of people, because it is their slow time, call us for demos and sales and that type of thing, but the actual installation and implementing the software, it's a very easy install. And the reason why we've worked very hard at doing easy installs is because of our working paper package. We have like over 200,000 users.
Right.
And when you have that many users, you have to make sure the installs go smoothly. So we've worked very hard on our install. So we don't really actually have a point in the year where we have more people installing it and have a problem with it. So.
Okay. So a lot of the issues in your chosen genres with working papers and practice management, it's part technology, but a big part of it, you know, it's a little science and a little art, and a big part of this is best practices. And accountants, I mean, you can automate a lot of things, but if you're automating a poor practice process, that doesn't help. Do you end up helping accountants a lot in what I would call the best practices world?
What we do with the best practices, it's because we are sold worldwide, and every country has different best practices.
Sure.
It gets kind of difficult in that way. So what we do is we rely on our distributors and our clients, and they provide us with their workflows and their features and their best practices, and then we put together our development list for the Time product and try to give them their best practices.
Okay.
So it comes actually more so from our distributors for each country,
right,
than us ourselves just telling them how to do it.
Sure, okay. So your business model is maybe a little bit different than some of your competitors, in that you have a distribution channel. If someone in the U.S. wanted to buy the Time product, would they buy it from you from Caseware in Toronto, or is there a distributor in the U.S.? How does that work?
Okay, yeah. So as I was saying before, for North America, it all goes through Toronto right
okay.
now.
Okay.
But for other countries like South Africa, UK, Germany, they have their own distributors,
gotcha.
And they buy them through them.
Okay. So and again, in the North America world, you're growing. I know. In fact, I know you're growing because you've got a good sized footprint now, and you get new users. Where do most of your new users come from, Linda? Are these people that were with another firm and liked the Time product that they were using, so they called you, or are they just how do they find you? Where do they come from?
We get a lot of our new users through word of mouth. Our existing clients tell their peers and that they call us and want to get our product. We also get a lot through the working paper package because
sure.
we have a very similar interface. So the accountants like the working paper product, and so we're always sending them emails and things, our own clients, obviously, about the Time product, and then they phone and ask for demos for that. So we get a lot through our working papers package.
Right.
We also target countries where there's not a lot of Time products existing yet.
Sure.
There's not low on competitors. So we get a lot of new clients there, too, at new countries.
Right. So you have a very feature-rich product, and I've always been very impressed with the stuff that you do. What do you find as a product manager, Linda? What do you find that most impresses new users after they, you know, they've been using the product for 60 or 90 days, and they talk to you and they say, boy, Linda, I really like the.
They would. I think it's the ease of use and the flexibility, because we do develop a product for worldwide. You have to be more flexible, and so we have a lot of configuring. You know, you can change your terminology. You can suit it to your country.
Uh-huh.
Also, we have a lot of unlimited. We have an unlimited library of reports. So, with our configurations of reports, there's thousands of choices. So
right.
They don't have to start from scratch and create a report. We give them an unlimited library of reports to start with. So that's very important.
And they can kind of then they start with a report, but they can modify it.
They can modify it to their needs. So,
yeah.
But to a lot of these things, when you get into these report writers, it takes a lot of time and effort on the person to create the report from scratch. So,
right. So you've already.
So we have a library on our document manager of, you know, 200 or 300, but out of that you can configure them into, you know, thousands of different options.
Right, right. So you've kind of invented the wheel, and you just give it to your users so they can improve on the wheel, I guess.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. So you've got that kind of flexibility. A lot of times flexibility is the same as complexity. How do you balance having, you know, you have all these configuration things, you know, the terminology, all of that. Doesn't that make the product complex?
Well, what we do is we have defaults to begin with. So when you actually create a file, we do like a research thing to see what most people are doing. So the defaults, a small firm would load up a product, start, most of the defaults, they don't even have to touch them. Right. So for a small company to start, it's fast. It's actually the larger company, but they want all those options. So
sure.
Then if you want the options, you have to go somewhere to figure them out. So we just have a profile area where you can select your option. And it's pretty straightforward, you know, tabs. It's very easy to follow.
Right.
We also have a workflow, which is very good for new users, and it's a step-by-step digital dashboard that you can go through, and it'll show you the steps of how to set it up. So that makes it very easy for the user too.
Okay.
So the startup time actually is very fast. We've had, you know, people within a day, they can have their firm up and running.
Great. So you you work in time,
mm-hmm.
all the time. you kind of live there.
I live here.
I know that somewhere there's a very specific feature that's Linda's favorite, something that you think is just plain way cool. What is that?
Well, I would say that was probably is the integrated digital dashboard, just because we have now a status panel where the different type of users, the partner, the manager, they can just, when they get in the morning, bring that up. It'll come up automatically on your screen when you start the day, and it'll give you a footprint of a status of your firm. I think that right now is one of my most favorite features, just because they enjoy it. It's something new and different, and it gives them a quick look of what's happening.
Sure. Well, Linda, one of the things that has impressed me an awful lot about the Time product is the add-on that you call Today. I mean, I thought this was pretty darn clever, and you guys figured out that that little company out there in Redmond built that thing called Outlook that you know quite a few people happen to use, and you just said, you know, let's not reinvent that, let's piggyback on that. So you built Today. Tell me about Today. What does that do?
So Today is an add-on, and so it hooks into your Outlook. You just install it on your machine, and then you can run it from your Outlook. And what it does is you can then create your clients, contacts, staff, projects in an Outlook form, and then you can synchronize them back into Time. So you only have to input the information once. And the reason why we used Outlook was because majority of accountants out there have Outlook. So we decided exactly what you said, why reinvent the wheel? Why are we going to recreate Outlook? So it's been a very helpful tool for us, and most of our clients really enjoy it and use it a lot. So
just to make sure that I understand and that our listeners understand, if I'm out having lunch with a client and they tell me that that they just moved, they have a new address, and I pull out my BlackBerry and I drop the new address in, my BlackBerry, of course, wirelessly syncs with my Exchange server, pushes that address into Outlook. The Today product is going to grab that new address and automatically put it into Caseware's Time product, right?
Yes. Okay. There is a syncing mechanism to sync it from Outlook to Time, but basically, yes, that's what it does.
That's wonderful, because one of the most difficult things to do in a professional services firm is to change a client's address.
Exactly. You have addresses everywhere.
Exactly. It's all over. And about the time you get it all changed, somebody finds the old address.
That's right, exactly.
And they start changing it back because it's been so long that they think it was a new address.
Yes, I agree. We have too many addresses all over the place, that's for sure.
Exactly. So tell me, Linda, what is the sweet spot for the Time product? And I mean, every product manager likes to think that their product is going to serve everything from a sole practitioner to PwC, and the truth is that it's not quite that big. Where's your sweet spot? What's the very, very best sized firm to use the Time product?
Well, currently we do smaller to medium sized offices, but this year we are going to be bringing out our Enterprise SQL version.
Okay.
And now we'll be totally scalable, and we can service anyone out there. There's no limit anymore. And we do have very large firms using our product, too, without any problems on our 2008 version.
Right.
But our 2009 is going to be a SQL version, Enterprise, and we should be able to service any type of size firm.
Same code base, but just taking advantage of a SQL server.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, wonderful. You mentioned at the very top, Linda, you mentioned the web. What are the long term? What's the product roadmap look like? How soon are we going to be all SaaS?
So in the version that we're bringing out this fall, we're doing the remote time over the web, so the web timesheet. And we're also looking at the handheld devices, your BlackBerry and everything on the web. And then I can see it, the technology will just keep happening, and we'll probably eventually put billing on and things like that. But we're starting out with the remote time and the handheld, and we're using Ajax technology for this. And so that's exciting, using new technologies. And so that's how we're going.
Good. So you've been, as you said at the top, you've been knocking around there for 15 plus years, looking at practice management. Now the Time product has come a long ways since its first iteration. Where do you see us being in another 10 years?
In 10 years, lots can happen, so it's kind of hard to say where we'll be.
Sure.
Our philosophy here is, as the technologies change, we change with them.
Sure.
And what we're trying to do, and I think what everybody out there wants to have right now, is you enter it once, and you can use it anytime, use it anywhere, on any gadget that you have. So that's what we're trying to... Our main focus right now, I think, even the company of all of our things, is just to have, one place for everybody to enter their things and integrate with everything.
Sure.
And I think that's where it's going. It's hard to say what the technology will do, because in my 20 years, the technology has changed a lot. So
right.
In the next 10 years, it could change a lot more. So.
And I'm sure it will. That will be that the change will be the constant.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
So let's end with one last question, Linda. I'm curious. You've got great technology that you provide to a lot of different users. Some of the users are wildly successful in their applications and their adaptations, and others just always seem to struggle and maybe even sometimes fail and say, I can't use this. What makes a particularly good user? What are the characteristics of a firm that embrace time and make it work well?
I think usually what happens, it's the administrator type person in the firm, and they're the type of person that will look at all the features and give you feedback, and and then we add it to our feature list, and then we get back to them, and they can put more we can put more of the things the client wants into the product. But it's just that administrative person that looks at all the areas, because what happens is a lot of the accounts, they just enter time. They're just looking at a very small portion of the product.
Sure.
Whereas an administrator looks, they have to look at the billing, they have to look at the protection, they have to look at a lot of areas in the product. So we find that type of user is the best, and the user that can keep in touch with us. Like, we're very, our support's very open, and we talk to people and clients all the time. So if they come back to us a lot and we have that feedback, then they can get into the product what they'd like.
Well, you've done a great job of mothering the time product over the years, Linda. And
thank you
very much for spending time with me today. I've been visiting with Linda Ward, the product manager for Caseware International's practice management product, aptly named Time. Linda, thank you so very much for spending time with me today.
Well, thank you, Greg, for having me.
Bye.
Bye.
For more information about the CPA Technology Advisor's other podcast programs, webcasts, and our e-newsletter, visit www.cpatechadvisor.com. To ask questions or leave comments about our podcasts, call 800-456-0864, extension 2106. Or tune in to future episodes where you're able to ask questions live via TalkShoe.com.